You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The opening ceremony of the Olympic Games kicks off Friday evening in Rio de Janeiro. And for the first time, a team of refugee athletes from around the world is competing in the Games. Just braving the dangers of escaping oppressive situations of conflict and persecution isn't enough for some people. They want to show the world their resilience and untapped talent. And the United Nations Refugee Agency is giving them that opportunity by hosting the first ever team of refugee athletes to compete in the Olympic Games in Rio. 10 refugees were chosen from the more than 59.5 million people displaced from their homes around the world to form the Refugee Olympic Athletes Team. The squad is made up of two Syrian swimmers, two judokas from the Democratic Republic of Congo, a marathon runner from Ethiopia, and five middle-distance runners from South Sudan. Former marathon world record holder Tegla Larup is the mission head for the refugee team.
I'm seeing the champions here. I'm seeing world records in among these people. We just started October last year, and these people, they came from a very difficult situation. To have a refugee status is not easy. You are nobody. You are somebody, but you are nobody in the eyes of the others.
One of the team's swimmers, Syrian Yusra Mardini, saved her own life and those of 20 other refugees as their boat began taking on water off the Greek coast. She and her sister jumped into the water and began pushing their boat to safety. Ms. Mardini said her participation in the Games represents hope for all refugees.
I want to represent all the refugees because I want to show everyone that after the pain and after the storm come a calm days, I want everyone not to give up on their dreams, or I want everyone to do what they feel in their heart, even if it's impossible.
The Olympic Games run until August 21st and will see some 11,000 athletes participating from 205 countries. I'm Devin Watkins.